We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama, y'all. I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, well, you know the deal. We're going to switch gears. We just did Dipper number one, Who Is He Today? Talking about Joe Biden's constant need for affirmation. But we're going to switch gears now, and we're going to go into a segment that reviews the ins and outs of what's happening in and around and amongst us, things happening in our own backyard, right here in our own state, our own communities. We like to cook it up and call it a batch of home fries. Hit it, man. Oh, yeah. You can just smell them cooking. All right, cooking up a batch of home fries, starting off, too, with our friend Emily Jones, who was a Moms for Liberty of Madison County. Emily Jones, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful. How are y'all?
We are good. We are good. You're like a frequent flyer on the show now. How many times have you been on here? Like a dozen?
More than I can count.
Well, I'm glad.
Lee's in for a... Lee, I think is what you call her. She's taking getting around for her money these days.
Yes, indeed. I would say you're right. Hey, I got to ask you, before we even jump into things that are happening in Montgomery, I got to ask you about what happened in Madison County today, because I got the word from somebody who happened to have been present that group, Read Freely, the liberal group that just hates what y'all are doing about libraries, they were at the Madison County Commission today, and they were just trashing y'all, like, you know, how awful an organization you are, trying to claim that you're an extremist organization, according to the SPLC, which is just joking. And then just basically going on. What are your thoughts on that? What do you know?
I did hear about that, and I hear about it frequently, actually. There was also a podcast recently where several of their members just spent the entire, I think it's an hour, talking about Moms for Liberty and how horrible we are. I laugh every time because I'm just like, I couldn't even point out one of their faces. I have no idea who these people are, but we're living rent free in their head, and yes. I think that's pretty hysterical.
I was just about to say that, and you beat me to it. That's exactly. Y'all are living rent free in their heads. One of the ladies there, by the way, I had a quote here from somebody who said that she stood up and she said something like, "Our children's sections are the best places for these kinds of books because they discuss the human body, and it would be humiliating and demeaning to make a child have to go to another section meant for older people." So in other words, it's okay for a kid to have to walk across the library or walk into their own section to get books on sex because it's offensive to make them walk to the adult section to get it. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's insane. And again, I go back to the context in these books. They're talking about abortion with a six-year-old. Literally, the book titled It's Perfectly Normal has an entire section about abortion. I don't think kids need to be exposed to the process and the, I won't even say need, of killing unborn babies. How do we as a community benefit from exposing six-year-olds to that topic? That's okay if they have to walk to the adult section for something like that, because they don't need to be seeing it, period.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you took your kid to a movie that had graphic content or graphic sexual content, I mean, like, you probably wouldn't take your six-year-old to see a slasher movie like, you know, Halloween or Friday the 13th, because it could be so disturbing. But they're willing to put the books in that section of the library because they need for kids to understand. And that just defies common sense. It's really kind of gross if you get down to it.
It's evil. That's really what it is, that we want to push the idea of child mutilation, killing of babies, onto young children before they can even fully understand the concept of how babies are made.
Yeah, exactly.
There are no words.
The stork brought them, and that's all they need to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen, speaking of things that are gross and need to be dealt with, you guys, Moms for Liberty, has been very supportive of State Representative Matt Butler's House Bill 130. Give a quick synopsis again for the audience and then tell us what the latest of that is, because I heard it got some movement.
It did. So the kind of a nutshell of it is it prohibits gender ideology and sexual orientation in K through 8th grade. It was originally through 12th grade. It was pushed back down to eighth grade. But it prohibits those discussions in public schools, and it will also prohibit the displays, flags, or insignia anywhere in the school. So teachers can't put up signs that say this is a safe space. They can't display a flag anywhere. So we've been pushing really hard for that. Mike pushed it last year, and unfortunately, we couldn't get it through. But this year, we've really rallied behind him on that, done a lot of advertising, getting the word out there, getting people to make phone calls. And thankfully, yesterday, after a grueling 3 hours on the House floor, the bill did pass out of the House floor, and it is over to the Senate now. So we are making phone calls to the Senate now, trying to get them to push everything through as fast as they can so we can get this finally taken care of before session ends.
Yeah, I mean, this is, first of all, it's an expansion of existing law, right? Am I right in saying that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they like to call it divisive concepts, or for that matter, the Don't Say Gay bill, which is just unbelievable to me. But you're saying it took 3 hours on the House floor, though?
Yes, it was ridiculous, the amount of just the attacks, the amount of debating
wow.
that went back and forth. I mean, and it was ridiculous comments, people getting up there, like you said, talking about don't say gay and, oh, this is going to lead to teen suicide. Statistically, actually, it doesn't. If you don't put these ideas into kids' heads, then they don't get confused. They don't question. They go on to live normal lives and don't have depression and anxiety that so many people want to claim that they're dealing with. So
yeah.
This actually is much more beneficial in that aspect than people will lead you to believe.
Hey, listen, I haven't seen the vote count. Were there any Republicans who voted against it, to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge. I quickly glanced at the names, and none of them popped out. So I think it was pretty much down party lines.
Okay. Well, down party lines, and yet it took them 3 hours. So I assume that means there was a filibuster in there somewhere and they had to break it. But, you know, one of the issues we got right now, though, and I'm going to talk about this more with a guy named Scott, but you know Scott Buttram, I guess. Scott Buttram's going to be on the show here at 4. But Scott from the Trustful Tribune is great. He's got his finger on the pulse of things that are happening. There's an article out today, though, that says the House and the Senate are so at odds with each other that they're refusing to pass each other's bills, which is going to put HB 130 in jeopardy if that remains the case.
Yep, that one. And there's the library bill that comes up tomorrow. I think it's 385.
Is that Arnold Mooney's bill?
Arnold Mooney.
Yeah.
Yep. That one comes up tomorrow. It's second on the agenda. So we feel really optimistic about it. But yeah, everything comes to screeching halt. And my frustration, because I've been yelling about it today, is, you know, y'all want to play games down in Montgomery and you want to have a contest of who's the bigger man. Kids are suffering. Parents are suffering. And you're playing games. And yet we're the ones that are going to be stuck with the fallout of this. And anyone that's doing that needs to be voted out of office. Like, this is, it's just insane the amount of games they're playing when our kids are the one that are being impacted by it. It's not acceptable.
No, it's not. And I've seen to some degree this before, but I've never seen it quite as brazen. In fact, even today, on a bill that should be a no-brainer, the Speaker of the House, actually, I think he did it yesterday, the Speaker of the House, who's a Republican, Nathaniel Ledbetter, had a press conference to call on the pro tem of the Senate, who's a Republican, to pass certain legislation. So basically, you've got one body calling out the other body, but yet they're the same, party. You would think all they had to do was go give each other a phone call. Hey, man, what are you going to do about that bill? We need to pass that. But they can't even do that. They have press conferences to talk about each other, which is what Democrats are supposed to do to Republicans and vice versa.
Right. Yeah. The state of our legislature these days just hurts my head. I can't understand how we can't come together and focus on what needs to happen for our state to benefit parents, children, you know, whoever. Instead, we want to play games and do exactly that. Get out in front of the press and have a big spectacle and get all the attention in the world and do nothing in the meantime.
Well, and we got, I've forgotten how many now, but can't be more than about 4 legislative days left. Am I right?
Right. Yeah, I think it was 5, but it may be 4 now. Who knows?
So let's see. Today's
not
Wednesday.
Many.
So, yeah, with tomorrow, probably 5. You're right. Well, all right. More to come, but House Bill 130. Hey, let me ask you real quick, too. Did they add anything about space camp? Did that happen? Was there any amendment to address space camp?
So they attempted to. Ben Harrison added a bill or an amendment that really touched anyone that accepted ET or educational trust fund dollars. So if you took that, the same law would apply that you can't discuss these topics. There was some scuffle on the side, and he ended up pulling that amendment back. However, Susan DeBose's 111 bill, that the What is a Woman bill,
yeah,
that was in committee yesterday, and Scott Stadhagen did offer an amendment to that one that deals with the overnight housing of minors, that you can't be in the room if you're not of the same sex. So we didn't get it where we wanted it with Mac's bill, but I think Scott's amendment on the What is a Woman bill ended up actually being a lot better, because it's any state agency. It's not just agencies that receive ETF funds.
Okay, that's the way to go right there. If they're yep. getting state education dollars, this should apply to them, period. It shouldn't just be because they're in a K-12 classroom only. It should be education related, period. Deal with it, folks.
Yep.
All right, my friend. Hey, listen, let me ask you this real quick before you go. You guys have been working on forming other Moms for Liberty chapters. How's that going across the state of Alabama?
I think we're getting some movement. Amy from Rainbow City introduced me to somebody in Etowah that we think may hopefully start a chapter down there. We were planning to come to First Friday next weekend, but I think we're having to push that. So I've got to follow up with the person separate of the First Friday event. So I think we're making progress, just a little slower than I wanted.
That's cool. All right. Well, listen, we need more of you. And then you can have more of you living rent-free inside the liberals' heads.
That's
That'd
right.
be awesome.
That's the goal.
That is the goal. All right, Emily Jones, Moms for Liberty, we sure appreciate you. Stay in the fight, all right?
Thank you. You have a good one.
All right, see you. Yeah, I mean, listen, it is so obvious, man. It is so obvious that liberals are just beside themselves. Because how dare a group of moms, of you know, you unwashed masses, you silly people who think you should have opinions and rights and things, stand up and actually say something. And they don't know how to do anything except have ad hominem attacks. Well, they're a hate group. That's what the SPLC says. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, listen, hey, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. We're in home fries right now. I got some things to tell you. And then coming up top of the hour, Scott Buttram calling in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.